Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Big Dog Britt's Dessert Podcast. I am your host, Big Dog Britt, here with my beautiful wife, Morgan. Say hello.
Hello.
Amazing. Great. Today we are excited for this podcast. It's kind of a crazy time right now we're living in. A lot of things are getting shut down, and I mean, we just saw today that school in Washington was, public schools were just shut down for, what was it, 6 weeks?
Something like that.
Yeah, something crazy. Like a month and a half, that is so wild. I wish our school was shut down for a month and a half. Okay, well, let's get to the main chunk of the business here. All right, we are going to talk about something that quite possibly is the greatest dessert known to man, and that is the molten lava cake.
Woo!
Molten lava cake. All right. Morgan, since she's so amazing, volunteered to talk about the ingredients. So, Morgan, take it away.
Well, Big Dog Britt, I found this recipe on the wonderful app of Pinterest.
Wow.
There was so many options of different kinds of molten lava cakes you could do, but I chose this one. And this is how you make it. 1 box of chocolate cake mix. 1 box of instant chocolate pudding. 1 1/4 cups of whole milk. 1/2 cup of vegetable oil. 3 eggs. 2 cups of chocolate chips. And some of the optional ingredients is 1/2 cup of sour cream and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Those are your ingredients today. Would you like me to tell you how to make it?
I would love that. That would be so awesome. So did we use those extra ingredients, though?
Yes, correct? We did.
We did. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is actually made in a crock pot.
Ooh.
A slow cooker.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it does take time, but it's so easy just to throw it in and let it cook.
Amazing.
But what you do is you prepare the crock pot by coating it with cooking spray.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're combining the cake mix, the pudding mix, milk, oil, eggs into a large mixing bowl. And you beat it on low for a minute. And for extra moist cake, this is when you add the sour cream. Increase the speed to medium, continuing to mix for about 2 to 3 minutes or until the batter is smooth and glossy.
Mm.
And then you pour the cake batter into the crock pot. Spread the chocolate chips on top of the cake. Do not stir.
Mm, okay, don't stir.
Mm-hmm. Place the lid on top of the slow cooker and cook on low for about 2.5 hours or until the top of the cake is set.
Amazing.
And with ours, for some reason it took a lot longer than 2.5 hours.
What was it, about 4?
Yep, ours took about 4 hours.
It was a little bit. Ours was a little more done, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of how we like it.
Yep, and it was our first time making it, so we didn't really know what we were doing.
Well, that seems pretty easy. Like, most of those ingredients are, like, kind of household,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Household items that, even in this coronavirus time, you don't have to go out and buy these. You might have most of these at your house.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And that's what we're trying to do here. Bring amazing tasting desserts to your fingertips. So we will throw in how this dessert compared in our grading scale. Now, for those of you who can't remember, the 5 key things we grade a dessert on. The first being moisture. The second, flavor. Third, texture. Number 4, presentation. And 5, price. All right, so this is going to be a heavy hitter. All right, be prepared. Number 1, we're going to start with Morgan, if that's all right. How did you scale the moisture of our cake?
I gave it a 9 out of 10. I was actually really impressed with the moisture of the cake. And I've never thought to put sour cream in a cake, but that's what it said to add for a more moist cake, and I think it definitely accomplished
mm-hmm.
what it was meant to do.
Yeah, That's beautiful. Yep. I didn't know it had vanilla in it. I saw you put the sour cream in, and honestly, I was a little dubious. I was not thinking that would taste very good in the cake. But it turned out wonderful. I gave it actually a 10 out of 10. Because the chocolate chips on top just added a beautiful element. It was just so flavorful. The chocolate wasn't too overpowering. I put some ice cream on top with a little caramel, and wow, it just turned out perfect. We'll talk later more about other cakes that I've had like this, but typically they're usually more like, I don't know how to describe it. They kind of fall apart more. Ours was a little bit firmer, and I think that really added to bring those flavors out in this cake that we made. So I give it a 10 out of 10. It was amazing. Second, flavor. We start with Morgan again. We'll just keep with the train.
I gave the flavor a 9. Oof. I thought it was absolutely delicious.
Ooh.
And like you as well, as you said, you added ice cream and caramel, and I even added whipped cream.
Ooh.
Yes, and I thought it was just a delicious mixture of flavors of the rich chocolate, but then evening it out with some vanilla ice cream, and it just balanced very well.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. I definitely agree. I gave it a 9 as well. And I think my thinking was very similar. You know, the flavors meshed so well together. Like kind of I mentioned earlier, the chocolate didn't overpower the whole dessert, but it was definitely prevalent enough that it just really took your breath away. It was very, very delectable. For number 3, all right, this is a big one. The texture is always key in a dessert. Especially one like this, where it can get kind of mushy and like soupy grossness. But Morgan did an amazing job cooking it. What did you rate it for the texture, babe?
I gave it a 9. I know, as we've mentioned before, with how we cooked it a little bit longer, so it was a little bit more firmer, but not too firm. Still spongy enough to go along with all the other ones that we've had before. So, yeah, I gave it a 9. I thought it was pretty well texturized.
Awesome. Yes. I loved two words you just said there. Texturized and spongy. Those were perfect to describe the texture. I gave it a 9 as well. And there was like kind of bits on the side that were a little bit more cooked than the inside. And I think that added perfectly. It gave it a little bit of a crunch to the soft, more almost flavorful parts, I guess, in the inside that were more chocolatey. And then that crunch just added a perfect, you know, melt in your mouth with the ice cream and the caramel.
It's just like an end piece on a brownie.
Exactly. Yeah. It was perfect. Absolutely beautiful. All right. We'll jump right into the presentation. Morgan, would you start us with the presentation, please?
Yes. I gave this a 7, actually. I mean, since it was done in a crock pot and just kind of all put in there, once dishing it into a bowl, it was just all just kind of like mushy sponge, you know, just brown splat in a bowl. I mean, it tastes delicious, and I mean, it looked decently delicious, but from the other kinds that I've had, it's been a nice presentation and everything, and more set in like a bundt cake pattern. But since this was done in the crock pot, it was a little bit more sloppy.
I definitely agree. And I gave it an 8. I thought it looked pretty cool in the bowl, because it was a little bit messy, but my life is kind of a little messy. So I liked that. I thought that was nice. But when I was looking at it when it was cooking in the crock pot, it's when it looked a little strange to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would be called, but my eyes didn't think it was going to taste as good as it did.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't very
Appetizing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. because there were certain parts that were like different colors while it was cooking. And that kind of threw me for a loop for a second. But the chocolate chips, I thought they did a great job. When it was in the bowl, it made it look really, really tasteful. So I gave it an 8 with the presentation. And finally, with our scale, we have the price. Morgan, would you?
Yeah, I gave the price a 9. You know, with this coronavirus going on and people panicking, we had most of this stuff at home, which was very nice, you know, with the vegetable oil, the eggs, and the sour cream, and we had the cake mix, we had the chocolate chips, you know, we just needed to go get some instant chocolate pudding, and always need more ice cream, so we just spent very little, but overall, it's most of the things that you have in your household.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. And with the coronavirus, you don't want to be out for so long, especially at a grocery store where everybody's touching all the handles and the doors and coughing. It's kind of scary to be out and about for long periods of time right now, especially in big gatherings like that. So knowing that we have most of those things and we just needed to run to, I mean, it was probably, 5 minutes we were at the store today. Yeah. We were hurried and got the things we needed and got out of there and came right home and made it. So really, we ended up only spending $5 today and maybe like a total of 10 overall for it, maybe a little bit more, but not much. And that, I mean, we don't make a whole lot of money. And so it's really nice to know that, you know, we can have a good homemade dessert.
A delicious one.
Delicious homemade dessert together for, you know, just a few dollars. And so overall, I gave it the score of a 45, making that the highest rated dessert on our podcast. And Morgan, what was your score?
I ended up being a total of 43.
Which tied, if we look back, tied your previous one and is also tied for the highest.
Wow.
Of your favorite.
Wow.
So this dessert was really up there today. It was a fabulous dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll discuss, you know, other places that we've had these lava cakes. Maybe some differences and some similarities that we enjoyed. And the most, I think, recent one we've had, we like molten lava cakes quite a bit, is from Applebee's. Applebee's makes a pretty good molten lava cake. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
It's flavorful. I would say...
The presentation's beautiful.
Yeah. That's where they really beat ours, was like kind of the only area. Mm-hmm. I would think, but it's definitely up there.
I mean, well, when you do go to Applebee's and get that, you do have to add more ice cream.
Ooh, yeah.
So it's nice how at home you can have as much ice cream on top as you would like.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, and that costs extra. They kind of, not throwing shade on Applebee's, but they kind of gouge you a little bit on their ice cream. Yeah, but it's really good. I like in that one how you can, I mean, I guess in ours, we cut into the crock pot and that's where the chocolate kind of fell down from the side.
Mm-hmm.
But that is so anesthetically pleasing when you're eating one in a restaurant and you cut into the side.
The chocolate oozes out.
Oh, yeah, the chocolate oozes out. Mmm. And then you take a bite and then you'd scoop up some of the chocolates oozing on the next bite. Mm-hmm.
And the ice cream is slowly melting.
Yep.
On the...
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That is very good. So you've had it from Applebee's the last time we shared one.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on how Applebee's makes theirs?
Yeah, I think Applebee's does a great job, mm-hmm. other than, you know, just the little amounts of ice cream. But, mm-hmm. you know, overall, the taste and presentation is delightful and... Yep. Decently priced.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree. I would definitely agree. So we'll talk about some other places. I've only actually had one from Applebee's. I've seen other places have molten lava cakes available, but I have not partaken of them. I know Chili's is one place that has them available. I don't actually know of other, you know, pretty typical restaurants that showcase molten lava cakes. Do you know of others?
Not that I can think of on top of my head, but Chili's is actually the first place that I've ever had molten lava cake.
Really? Wow.
Yes. So that's the place where it started my love for it. Chili's is actually really good because it's actually bigger than Applebee's.
Really?
Yes.
Like the whole restaurant or the...
No, the molten lava cake.
Oh, I'm sorry. The molten lava cake
yes.
is bigger. Okay. So. Is it more of a... Because I feel like the one at Applebee's is kind of a like a two... A one-person to a two-person dessert?
Mm-hmm.
More of a two-person, probably. Is that like a family size?
Yeah, it's more of a four-person.
More of a four-person.
Hmm. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Yep,
so just
so
a
li-
not
good.
Like, not, not huge.
Not huge, but yes, but a...
Quite a bit bigger.
Yep.
About double
and
size,
And they have
maybe.
Caramel on theirs, which
oh,
is delicious.
Nice. Can you get... Any number of ice cream scoops, or do they just bring a certain...
No, there's just a big one on top that covers the whole top. And
wow, okay. Nice.
Yes.
Okay. A big scoop on top. Go Chili's. Mm. Like Chili's. Another place, I've had it... what was that? I had it in New Jersey. I was living there, and someone bought one from... like a grocery store, and then you put it in your oven, and it like melts the chocolate, and that he would have it, I'd have it once a month, I think, when I was visiting my friend while I was living in New Jersey, and that one was pretty good, and that was a bigger one too. There was six of us that were sharing that one, and we each would like cut a slice,
mm-hmm.
and usually there was extras, like, so I'd snag an extra piece really quick. Of course, have to. And that was a really good one. That one had chocolate chips inside the cake as well.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, so you'd like take into a, you'd, you know,
slice
into it, and chocolate chips would, like, you'd cut into the chocolate chips and almost pull them out. When you would use your, you know, using your fork to scoop it up. Oh, it was very good. I liked that a lot. And that was a little different. I wondered how they, you know, got the chocolate chips inside there to stay all good. Because they obviously had to bake it and then put the chocolate sauce on it to sell it. Oh, man, I should look that up. That
mm-hmm.
would be a good idea.
You know, I actually, my family made one.
Really?
A homemade one, yes. In a big bundt pan.
Okay.
We made one, and so it was quite large. And it was absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to have my mom make you one because
yeah.
it was just fabulous, and there was so much. And
beautiful.
The same thing as what you talked about. You cut it, and the chocolate just oozed all out.
Oof.
And, you know, there's so many different things that you can put on it, you know. As you're talking about chocolate chips, you know, there's butterscotch
oh, yeah.
chips that you could put in.
That would be...
You know, there's so many different things
you
that
even,
you could...
I know you don't like white chocolate chips, but you could put white chocolate chips in there. And, oh, that would be... I think that would be very good.
And if you wanted to spice it up, you could, you know, throw in some nuts.
Yeah. A lot of people like nuts in their cake.
Yeah. There's so much that you can do
mm-hmm.
to just... spice up and flavorful
yep.
things to make your molten lava cake how you want it to be.
Exactly. How many people, when your mom made it for you guys, partook?
I'd have to say, I think there were seven of us, and
wow.
there was still a lot left over.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we probably had about half the cake.
Wow. Seven of you.
Yep.
That's a good-sized cake.
But I will have to say, it is best eaten when it's warm, mm-hmm. and just finish. It's a little bit harder to eat with leftovers.
Oh, yeah, I'd bet. And I don't know how good that would be for me, honestly. I don't know if I'd really love that. Warm that back up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really good. The first coming right out of the oven, right out of the crock pot when we made it.
Definitely.
So thank you guys for tuning in to this episode about the molten lava cake. If you enjoyed it, make sure to like and share it with your friends that would also enjoy it. I'm Big Dog Britt signing off. Thank you.